we bring you Living Proverbs, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1. Follow my advice, my son. Always keep it in mind and stick to it. Obey me and live. Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Love wisdom like a sweetheart. Make her a beloved member of your family. Let her hold you back from visiting a prostitute, from listening to her flattery. I was looking out of the window of my house one day and saw a simple-minded lad, a young man lacking common sense, walking at twilight down the street to the house of this wayward girl, a prostitute. She approached him saucy and pert and dressed seductively. She was the brash, coarse type, seen often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner for men to be her lovers. She put her arms around him and kissed him. With a saucy look, she said, I've decided to forget our quarrel. I was just coming to look for you, and here you are. My bed is spread with lovely colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt, perfumed with myrrh and alloys and cinnamon. Come on, let's take our fill of love until morning, for my husband is away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return for several days. So she seduced him with her pretty speech, her coaxing and her wheedling. Until he yielded to her, he couldn't resist her flattery. He followed her as an ox going to the butcher, or as a stag that is trapped, waiting to be killed with an arrow through its heart. He was as a bird flying into a snare, not knowing the fate awaited. Waiting it there. Listen to me, young men, and not only listen but obey. Don't let your desires get out of hand. Don't let yourself think about her. Don't go near her. Stay away from where she walks, lest she tempt you and seduce you. For she has been the ruin of multitudes. A vast host of men have been her victims. If you want to find the road to hell, look for her house.
Have you wondered why? failed to satisfy. Lately, have you lost your way, and yet you've wandered on, not knowing where you've gone? Your God is there for all to see, our hungering to see, to meet our deepest need. Our God is there to show the way, to lead us ever upward, onward, into brighter, clearer days. Have you paused to pray, or are you still too proud, defiantly unbowed? Lazy, have you sought the wise? Wherefore, lazy, have you seen the sun? Lazy, have you seen? Maybe have you looked for God? For God?
Can't you hear the voice of wisdom? She is standing at the city gates and at every fork in the road and at the door of every house. Listen to what she says. Listen, men, she calls, how foolish and naive you are. Let me give you understanding. O foolish ones, let me show you common sense. Listen to me, for I have important information for you. Everything I say is right and true, for I hate lies and every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome and good. There is nothing of evil in it. My words are plain and clear to anyone with half a mind, if it is only open. My instruction is far more valuable than silver or gold, for the value of wisdom is far above rubies. Nothing can be compared with it. Wisdom and good judgment live together, for wisdom knows where to discover knowledge and understanding. If anyone respects and fears God, he will hate evil. For wisdom hates pride, arrogance, corruption, and deceit of every kind. I, wisdom, give good advice and common sense. Because of my strength, kings reign in power. I show the judges who is right and who is wrong. Rulers rule well with my help. I love all who love me. Those who search for me shall surely find me. Unending riches, honor, justice, and righteousness are mine to distribute. My gifts are better than the purest gold or sterling silver. My paths are those of justice and right. Those who love and follow me are indeed wealthy. I fill their treasuries. The Lord formed me in the beginning before he created anything else. From ages past I am. I existed before the earth began. I lived before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters onto the earth, before the mountains and the hills were made. Yes, I was born before God made the earth and fields and high plateaus. I was there when he established the heavens and formed the great springs in the depths of the oceans. I was there when he set the limits of the seas and gave them his instructions not to spread beyond their boundaries. I was there when he made the blueprint for the earth and oceans. I was always at his side like a little child. I was his constant delight, laughing and playing in his presence. And how happy I was with what he created, his wide world, and all his family of mankind. And so, young men, listen to me, for how happy are all who follow my instructions. Listen to my counsel. Oh, don't refuse it, and be wise. Happy is the man who is so anxious to be with me that he watches for me daily at my gates, or waits for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and wins approval from the Lord. But the one who misses me has injured himself irreparably. Those who refuse me show that they love death. Wisdom has built a palace supported on seven pillars, and has prepared a great banquet and mixed the wines, and sent out her maidens inviting all to come. She calls from the busiest intersections in the city, "Come, you simple ones without good judgment, come to wisdom's banquet and drink the wines that I have mixed. Leave behind your foolishness and begin to live. Learn how to be wise." If you rebuke a mocker, you will only get a smart retort. Yes, he will snarl at you, so don't bother with him. He will only hate you for trying to help him. But a wise man, when rebuked, will love you all the more. Teach a wise man, and he will be wiser. Teach a good man, and he will learn more. For the reverence and fear of God are basic to all wisdom. Knowing God results in every other kind of understanding. I, wisdom, will make the hours of your day more profitable and the years of your life more fruitful. Wisdom is its own reward, and if you scorn her, you hurt only yourself. A prostitute is loud and brash, and never has enough of lust and shame. She sits at the door of her house, or stands at the street corners of the city, whispering to men going by and to those minding their own business. "Come home with me," she urges simpletons. "Stolen melons are the sweetest. Stolen apples taste the best." But they don't realize that her former guests are now citizens of hell. Living Proverbs, the old message in modern language. We've read Proverbs chapters 7, 8, and 9. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with Living Proverbs.